From WYPR, I'm Sheila Cast. We're On the Record. Few neighborhood rebuilding groups can claim they're driven by a military sense of purpose. Today we hear from Rich Moore, founder of the 6th Branch in Baltimore. The nonprofit channels the leadership skills and commitment of military veterans to serve local communities through organizing, building, and maintaining projects. We also meet the group's executive director, Scott Goldman, who describes how the military mindset serves its volunteers.
I think the 6th Branch provided me and everyone with it that same sense of purpose, that you're part of a larger mission and you can serve your country by serving your community.
Regina Hammond joins us too to talk about the lasting impact the 6th Branch is having on the Johnston Square neighborhood. It's On the Record after the news.
You're listening to On the Record, the podcast, a service of your public radio, 88.1 WYPR. Find more podcasts online at wypr.org. And tell us what you think. Send an email to ontherecord@wypr.org.
Good morning, I'm Sheila Cast. We're On the Record. There are plenty of impressive community rebuilding groups in Baltimore, but few can claim they're driven by a military sense of purpose. The nonprofit, the 6th Branch, is built on that mentality. It channels the leadership drive and commitment of military veterans to serve local communities. Later in the show, we'll meet a resident of Johnston Square, a neighborhood where the 6th Branch has made lasting impact. Joining us now is Scott Goldman, executive director of the 6th Branch. Goldman is also a U.S. Army judge advocate in the Army Reserve. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
And also with us is the 6th Branch's co-founder, Rich Moore. He first served in the Marine Corps and is now an active duty Army clinical psychologist at Walter Reed National Military Medical Center in Bethesda. He's the 6th Branch Executive Board co-chair and its development chair. Welcome, Rich.
Thanks for having me.
So, Rich, how did the 6th Branch start?
Well, it started out as a few guys getting together at the VFW there in Baltimore. And after a while of being in that scene of the old traditional veteran service organizations, you know, we had just returned from a few tours overseas. We kind of had this drive and this energy to really want to get out there and do something meaningful and make an impact and do something for our local community. So really, it literally started out with, you know, three of us in a car driving around, seeing the different local neighborhoods, and if we saw a park that needed cleaned up or a monument that had been graffitied or had litter on it, we would just literally go to the hardware store and start fixing it up. And that snowballed into tree plantings, and over the years we started to get a little bit more organized, and after a couple years we actually started to raise some money, and to the point now where we have a paid executive director and Scott and a couple other employees.
So you first started how long ago?
2010 is when we were officially founded. That's when you can picture us just driving around haphazardly. And then about a year later, we started doing more specific and targeted community projects. And by early 2012, we were fully committed and structured and organized in East Baltimore.
And what does the name 6th Branch refer to?
Well, it's just a spin-off effect that there are five branches in the military. Well, at least there is currently. And so the 6th Branch was just the idea of a branch of community service that anyone could be a part of.
Scott, how did you join the 6th Branch?
I was having breakfast with a friend, and he mentioned that coming weekend he was going to go volunteer with a group, the Jewish Volunteer Connection. And they were going to volunteer with a veterans group. And he said to me, "You're Jewish, you're a veteran, you should come. You have no excuse." And I said, "Okay." And so I did. And I remember helping build a tire pyramid in Darley Park, which that was 2 years ago. I volunteered. I showed up a few times. And sort of like a lot of us who have become, you know, really part of the 6th Branch, it's that first volunteering experience that draws you in, and then the friendships you build with the other volunteers and the organization, and it drew me in.
It drew you in, but what keeps you with it?
So I served on active duty for 5 years in the Army, and I think the thing I enjoyed most and that I didn't necessarily appreciate before I left was that sort of sense of purpose that you get from being in uniform And I think the Sixth Branch provided me and everyone with it that same sense of purpose, that you're part of a larger mission and you can serve your country by serving your community. And for me, in Baltimore City, I felt deeply motivated to continue that service right here at home.
Rich, how is the Sixth Branch different from other community service organizations?
We like to say that we are aggressive in what we do. And, you know, since the beginning, we prided ourselves in not adhering to kind of the traditional nonprofit setup and kind of bypassing a lot of the administrative stuff that people can get hung up on. And our mantra became grab a shovel.
grab a shovel.
Rather than a pencil. You know, there's a lot of talking and a lot of planning and a lot of stagnancy, I think, in the community in general, and not because people aren't well intended, but just because there's not that same knack to get things done now. There's not that sense of urgency that maybe we're bringing with us coming from a military background. So I think that's what makes us different from a lot of community service organizations is we try to be aggressive and move with a sense of urgency.
Scott, you're nodding while you're hearing Rich say that.
Yeah, I'm laughing or nodding and thinking about our mission statement, which is to, you know, utilize the skills of veterans for aggressive community service initiatives in Baltimore City. And aggressive can sound like, you know, mean. We're very nice people. I should emphasize that. And grab a shovel isn't to grab a shovel and come in the community, shovels blazing, ready to fight or something. It's this idea that the hardest thing in a lot of these projects and a lot of the communities we work in is just getting the ball rolling, just getting things started. And the strength I think we bring is that sort of logistics and mission focus to just get started and then be able to build on top of that. We're very practical in that sense.
This is On the Record on WYPR. I'm Sheila Cast, speaking with Scott Goldman, executive director of the nonprofit Sixth Branch, and Rich Moore, founder and executive co-director of the Sixth Branch. Scott, what are the projects the Sixth Branch is focusing on now?
Going from the sort of origins Rich was talking about, you know, fast forward 7 years, we're now working in three neighborhoods across East Baltimore, and we'll be starting in another neighborhood in 2018. So we'll have four neighborhoods: Johnston Square, Darley Park, Oliver, and New Broadway East is next. We have a range of activities. Our main focus is green space, community spaces, sort of revitalizing vacant lots into community spaces. And probably most complex one is the Oliver Community Farm, which is a working urban farm, you know, less than 1,000 meters from the Johns Hopkins Dome, right in the middle of the city. We're there every Friday. We're working with partners in the community to distribute the food. And it's a fully functioning farm, two, you know, parks and playgrounds. You know, have been working in Darley Park. That tire pyramid I helped build 2 years ago is still there and is turned into a whole new series of playground structures and a revitalization of that whole park.
But what are you doing now in that park? What is it that your physical effort goes to?
So it's still building. It's still cleaning. We also, though, have been bringing new partners onto that project and working with our state legislative representatives. We were awarded a $50,000 bond bill from the state. We're working with Parks and People Foundation, Neighborhood Design Center. We're building a stage, a performance stage that the community has been working toward for years now, completely regrading the ground and new soil and new plantings, new trees. That's probably one of our most advanced projects in the sense that it's gone from the kind of work volunteers can do to these broader partnerships. Our goal is always to take the community's guidance, and everything we do is guided by what the community members and the leadership is asking for, and we work with them closely and then bring volunteers to bear on those projects. And then we're working at three schools too, elementary schools.
Rich, I hear Scott describing everything we do is guidance from the community, and I'm trying to put that together with what you said about an aggressive approach, a grab-a-shovel approach.
Right.
Was it hard to learn how to work with the community, and what, I mean, how do you approach that?
Yeah, you know, in the beginning, we were absolutely strangers in the community, and, you know, weren't necessarily invited, just kind of started doing stuff. And for a long time, you know, people were skeptical about us. You know, there were, I guess, initially some misperceptions about what we might be there for, and I think it just took a lot of time for folks to understand that we were not going to come and then leave, like I think a lot of folks have done. You know, they come in for a project and then they never return. And so I think it just took the community and the community organizations a while just to see, okay, it's been several years now, and these guys are out here every day trying to make the neighborhoods better. So I think that the level of trust has just took a lot of time.
Rich, are there civilian volunteers as well as veterans?
Civilians have actually come to comprise more of our volunteer base than veterans do. Veterans find themselves in those leadership roles and those project team leader roles. But it's kind of this interesting dynamic that's developed because so many civilians are drawn to come see what it's all about, to be part of this veteran-inspired mission and kind of get to have that, you know, intimate relationship with the veteran community. And it kind of demystifies things for them and gets to see us in a different light than might be projected in the media and pop culture.
Yeah, I can't overemphasize the value that of demystifying what it means to be a veteran. There's, you know, in our culture, there's so much focus on veterans as either as these heroes, you know, or victims. And, you know, we're neither. We're civilians, too. We volunteered to do something once, and that gives us, I think, certain skills and focus. But you know, I think veterans want to continue their service, and I think a lot of veterans can experience that when they're side-by-side working with volunteers from all walks of life.
Rich, do you think the work of the Sixth Branch influences the image people have of returning veterans?
Yeah, I think it certainly does. You know, a lot of what you hear about when you hear about veterans is mental health issues or the usual sob stories. And I think to see us in this light of continuing to serve and serve in a positive way and a proactive way, to see us as leaders positively in the community, I think that it certainly influences how they see veterans.
Well, I'm impressed, and I'm grateful to you for telling us about it. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Rich Moore is founder and executive co-director of the Sixth Branch. Scott Goldman is the nonprofit's executive director. Quick break, and then we'll hear more from Scott and also meet a leader of the Johnston Square neighborhood where the Sixth Branch is making a lasting impact. This is On the Record on WYPR. I'm Sheila Cast. Stay with us.
This is the On the Record podcast, a service of Your Public Radio, member-supported 88.1 WYPR. You can support this podcast and everything you hear from WYPR. Become a member. Come to WYPR.org and click the donate link.
Welcome back to On the Record. I'm Sheila Cast. We're talking this morning about an extraordinary volunteer effort linking the know-how and skills of military veterans with neighborhoods in Baltimore. The founder of the Sixth Branch, Rich Moore, was with us, and the nonprofit's executive director, Scott Goldman, is still here. Now we're joined by Regina Hammond, a 30-year resident of the Johnston Square neighborhood in East Baltimore. She's also president of the Rebuild Johnston Square Neighborhood Association that has been working with the Sixth Branch for about 3 years. Welcome to On the Record, Regina.
Thank you.
So as president of the Neighborhood Association, how do you decide which areas to improve?
Well, that was the easy part because Johnston Square had so many areas to improve, but there was a need in our area. Recreation was very limited. So that's why we selected a park that really hadn't had a lot of maintenance in years, and that's where our journey began.
And this is Ambrose Kennedy Park.
Correct.
Describe it before the cleanup started.
Ambrose Kennedy was a park that really was not a park. Nobody really stayed there long. It was a walk-through from Latrobe Projects was on one side of it. A lot of those kids went to Johnston Square Elementary, so they would walk through to get to the school. There is a basketball court, and it was used. There was a swimming pool, but it also was used in the summertime, had no restrooms, had not had them for years. Very overgrown, very dark, very dreary, very unwelcoming. But it was a park, and we saw it as the very had potential to make it into something welcoming and warm because the kids were lacking a place to go and play and be.
Scott, how did the Sixth Branch start working with the Johnson Square neighborhood?
We got invited, I think. we work closely with the community organizers, and they said, hey, you guys should go meet our friends in Johnston Square. So we got to meet Regina and her group. And when we see something like that needs work, that's what we love. It was love at first sight to see a park that had been neglected in the ways that she described. And our program manager, Colin, likes to tell a story that, and he, for reference, he's giant, much taller than I am. When he started, he was the first cleanup. He was chopping down weeds basically with the chainsaw that were up to his chest. So it was that level of initial effort that had to be made. And then, you know, once we got started, the partnership and the friendship developed, and we've continued on.
Regina, how would you describe what impact the Sixth Branch has had on the Johnston Square community?
The impact was crucial. We were able to win a very large grant for that park, and the Sixth Branch played a vital part in us winning that because one of the questions that was asked of us, if we were to be selected for this grant, how would it be maintained? Who would maintain it? We already had that in place with the Sixth Branch because from the very first week-long cleanup we had, the Sixth Branch was there. They actually put us on a monthly schedule. So they were there every month to help maintain that park. And each year we did a little bit more to that park until the opportunity for the grant came along. When the opportunity for the grant came along and then we ended up winning.
Tell me about this grant. Who is it from?
It was a national grant put on by the National Recs and Parks Association. And we had several meetings with them and they wanted to know, you know, they wanted to see, would it be, if we made this investment, would it be taken care of once the investment was made? And we could easily say that it would be because we had been working in that park and the Sixth Branch was a very vital park, not just that monthly cleanup, but they were also hosting 9/11 Day of Service events there and Martin Luther King events there. And each time we would be cleaning not only the park, but other areas of Johnston Square. So we, because of the Sixth Branch, we had groups of volunteers going through alleys, cleaning out TVs and couches and stuff that had been dumped, you know, in the community. And as a result of that, the neighborhood is a lot cleaner because people now understand that there's an effort going on to rebuild Johnston Square.
That's Regina Hammond, president of the Rebuild Johnston Square Neighborhood Association that has been working with the Sixth Branch for about 3 years. Here on The Record on WYPR, I'm Sheila Cast. And also with us is Scott Goldman, executive director of the Sixth Branch. You've painted a pretty clear picture of the kind of impact the Sixth Branch has had on the physical neighborhood or parts of it. What about on the people?
I think what the people have seen was an example that things can change and you can get the help you need to make that happen. For instance, with us, we decided to start a whole new organization to get some things done. And that's what we did, and we started impacting each community. People would walk through, and they would see all these people in the neighborhood working. And that theme that they had, grab a shovel, that holds true because they were all invited to join in. When we do monthly meetings, they always know where the Sixth Branch will be, and they're welcome to join in. And a lot of people do want to be a part of something, and they will join in. And so when people walk through and they see all of these people, they're invited to grab a shovel or grab a broom or pick up some trash. And as a result of that, I think more pride has been developed in the community now. Whereas one time, if something was dumped, it would stay there. Maybe someone would decide to call 311 and eventually it would get picked up. Or we would host one of the cleanups either by Sixth Branch or we would do the mayor's cleanup, but we would get it cleaned up.
Scott, what's on the horizon for the Sixth Branch? What's next?
When we think of how we won't grow, it's both sort of wider but deeper, more important to us. I mean, we've always put quality over quantity in our decisions and in our growth, and I think it's to keep working in the neighborhoods where we're working. It's to increase our scope, but really more importantly, to deepen our connections. We've added this year a new set of programs with Baltimore City Schools, working in elementary schools in East Baltimore.
Tell me about that. What do you do with the schools?
So in Hartford Heights Elementary in Darley Park, in Johnston Square Elementary in Johnston Square, and in Dr. Bernard Harris Elementary in Oliver, we have two main efforts. One is the kind of things we do outside, doing them inside. But instead of a shovel, it's with the paintbrush. So we're painting, we're helping facilities management and things like that. The other is to try and provide a new outlet for our volunteers and some strategic support to the schools. So we're setting up advisory boards, Johnston Square and with Hartford Heights, advisory boards populated by our volunteers and our sort of longtime committed members who can provide support to principals and staff. And those boards are sort of what each school makes of it. This is a program run through Business Volunteers Maryland, one of our partners. And, you know, they're writing grants or they're planning events. They're doing the kind of work that a principal might love to do but doesn't have time because of the management of the school. So that's what I mean by deeper, in the sense that we want to do more, you know, work on more spaces, work in more schools, but also go deeper and add sort of a layer of programming to really build our connection.
What's been the biggest challenge?
My biggest challenge was learning to have patience, because we put a lot of things in place in 2013. We went to a lot of meetings year after year. We cleaned a lot of parks and streets. We did a lot of meetings. This year, things are popping, but it took so long to get to that point. It was just a challenge for me to just say, believe it's going to happen, it's going to work out, and now it is. We have our groundbreaking coming up for Kennedy Park's renovation. We have a section of row homes that have been vacant for years is being rehabbed right now, and we have a plan for Johnston Square to continue building in the area. So I think my challenge was to learn some patience and just continue to work.
So how do you keep that kind of momentum going?
I think our partners helped. I work with a team, a core team of individuals who live in the community. We keep each other. Baltimoreans United in Leadership Development Build was a huge part of that. They taught us the leadership skills to learn how to talk with decision makers, to find out what it is we need and how to get it. So I think all of that played a part in continuing the work. And I was learning new stuff every day. So it was a learning experience as well.
Scott, how does the Sixth Branch keep the momentum going?
We're very introspective. We're always thinking about whether we're doing it right and refining our sort of effort. I mean, to go to the question of our biggest challenge, it's to make sure we're always actually guided by the community, that to the extent we are gatekeepers of, you know, having resources and able to fundraise and direct volunteers and effort and planning, and we're actually doing that in a responsible way, and being guided by the community. So as long as we're constantly thinking about that and constantly evaluating whether we're meeting our own mission statement, whether we're meeting our own goals, I think that's how we keep our momentum. And then otherwise, it's just the work. The work itself speaks for itself. I mean, last year we had 1,175 volunteers for the entire year. This year we're probably going to get to 2,500. And I wish I could claim it was some amazing thing I did as the new executive director, but it's not. It's just our reputation and our work, and we just keep doing it, and it snowballs.
Congratulations to both of you.
Thank you.
That's the Sixth Branch Executive Director Scott Goldman and Regina Hammond, President of the Rebuild Johnston Square Neighborhood Association, which partners in the Sixth Branch's work. Earlier, we spoke with the founder of the Sixth Branch, Rich Moore. You can find information about how to volunteer with the Sixth Branch at the On the Record page at WYPR.org. This is On the Record. I'm Sheila Kass. Thanks for listening. Join us again tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to this segment of On the Record with Sheila Kast. You can catch the show on the radio Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 10 a.m. on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station. And you can support On the Record and all the other public radio programs that WYPR brings to you. Just click the donate link at the top of WYPR.org. And thanks.